This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
The tax bill making its way through Congress may be a slight improvement over the existing tax code, but just barely. Columnist George Will reminds us that the best solution would be to repeal and replace the tax code. There is a bill in Congress that would actually do that, but it won't ever get an up or down vote. The Tax Code Termination Act would delete the 4-million-word code as of December 31, 2021, and require that Congress replace it with a new one by July 4th of that year. George Will says that it could just as easily be called the Mitch Daniels Act. Daniels was the head of Office of Management and Budget who wished the tax code looked as though it had been designed on purpose. One statement by George Will in his column got my attention. He says that 62% of American households pay more in payroll taxes than in income taxes. He also added that 45% of American households pay no income tax. That's when I decided to dig into the numbers provided by the Tax Policy Center. Nearly 36% pay more in payroll taxes than income taxes, and an additional 26% pay no income taxes but do pay payroll taxes, for a total of 62%, cited by George Will. When you add the 18% who pay neither income taxes nor payroll taxes to the 26% who pay payroll taxes but no income taxes, you get the total of 45% of American households who pay no income tax. The tax reform bill would double the standard deduction to $12,000 for individuals and $24,000 for married couples. This change will increase the number of people who will not have to pay any income taxes. That will make it even harder to get tax simplification because fewer Americans will be affected by the tax code. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Take Kirby and the Point of View team with you on the go with the Point of View app. Search for Point of View Radio at the Apple or Google Play stores.